The saying is content is king. That's very much true. Google, your website can look absolutely fantastic, but if there's no substance there, what's really the point, right? So really, content is king. It's what's going to drive traffic to your website. Making sure your website is responsive, meaning it looks good on mobile and tablet and desktop, is part of Google's algorithm for ranking sites. But again, content is king. And if you're watching this, if you're not watching this, jump on, watch the video. Behind me on the wall is a big board with like a bunch of post-it notes on it. And this is our content calendar. And we have a content workshop that we run with some of our clients. We've been able to, just by going through this workshop, over an 8-month period, get 510 times organic search visits to their website, just by going through this. So I guess a little pro tip here. What we do, the way we do it, is we sit down, we have a probably hour and a half to 2 hour session, and we plan out the content for the entire year. So we take a look at, and we write a post-it for each bit of content, just like a rapid fire. All right, we're going to talk about this, 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 and just do it as fast. Like, how many post-its can you do in a minute? How many post-its can you fill out in 2 minutes? Right. And then we take a look at the, I guess, like awareness weeks or awareness days through the year. So if you're focused on dementia, for example, there's Alzheimer's Awareness Week. Right. So what can you do? What content did you write down on a post-it note that is tied to Alzheimer's Awareness Week that you can put on the annual calendar? So what I have behind me here on the wall is I have an annual calendar. So I've got the 12 months. And then for each month, we take the post-its and go, okay, in March, we're going to talk about this. In April, we're going to talk about this. May, we're going to talk about this. And then once the month hits, or the end of the month, the current month, we'll take the post-its off of the current month up top. We'll put them on to the month view calendar and go, okay, here's what we're going to talk about on March 5th, March 7th, March 21st, whatever it happens to be. Here are the channels we're going to push it out to. It's really important to be pushing messaging out to your audience that isn't a donation ask. I cannot stress this enough. If you are going out once a year to your audience, sending out a piece of mail, I get this like every couple of weeks, sending out a piece of mail, hoping that somebody will write a check and send it back or go online and make a donation, that's the wrong approach, right? They need to be, even like a business, right? It's the number of interactions. Why should anybody care about your organization?
Why is
So
that the
really,
wrong approach?
that's what I was about to ask. Or answer, actually, is it's the wrong approach, because like, what are you doing with my money? You're asking me for $100, $50, $20, $10,000, $50,000. Steward me, walk me through, explain to me how the money is being spent. By creating different types of content through the entire year, pushing that out to, let's say, your email list and your social channels or whatever medium you want, maybe their ads, whatever it happens to be, you're getting the message across as to the great work that your organization is doing, how you're helping, what you're doing, what the next thing is that you're trying to do, what your 3-year vision is, right? And really helping create this cloud around your organization of everything that you're doing that really will help resonate with somebody when you're going to go and ask for that donation.